But if you judge yourself, I will judge myself when I partake of this. It's God telling me the truth. When I partake of this, then healing should take place. Whatever's going on, this should take place. And he notice he said every time you eat, whenever you eat. That means I don't have to just take it one time. Every time I take it, I can expect the healing power of God to flow. I can expect divine life to flow in this body. Why? Because this body is the temple of God. The Holy Spirit is in your spirit, living inside of you. And so every time I do it, every time we come together and do it, there ought to be some miraculous thing taking place. Woo, you ought to have your expectation. I can't wait to get together with the family. I can't wait to get together with the family. Because whatever's going on, today will be taken care of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I am among believers. I'm in the midst where tremendous power is available. I'm in the midst where I can take hold. Now watch this. Now hear what he said to me on this. Now listen to what he said. I'm about done. Whew. I'm about to stop. I ain't finished. Look at what he said to me on this. He said, I want my children to grow up so they can walk in this. He said, notice, now this is what he said. He said, notice, I put in the scripture, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now listen, so you can get it now. He said, I put it in there because I knew some of them weren't mature enough to get it. But I want you to grow up so you can walk in this. But there'll be some who don't know it, and they're babies, you can lay your hand on them and they'll be healed. But if you're walking what I just given you in the word about the Son and the Lord's body, when you take up this cup, drink this cup, and eat this bread, sin will be eradicated. You know, sometimes you commit sin, you don't even know you're doing it. You think you're doing right. Why? I can prove that by the word. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to do what? Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from. In other words, there's some stuff we do, we didn't even know we did it. And he's faithful just to cleanse you from that you didn't know. Hallelujah. So, today, it says in Ephesians 1, and this is what we stop. And we're going to do this. It said in Ephesians 1 and verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? It's according to what? The working of his what? Mighty power, which he what wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And did what? And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Listen to what he's saying now. In heavenly places, far above all. Far above. I want you to hear this now. Far above what? All. Principality, powers, power, might, dominion, and what else? Every name that is named. I want to ask you a question. Is coronavirus a name? Come on, talk to me. If that's a name, so you have no business being afraid of it. But everybody's not there, but God wants you to get there. You have no business fearing nothing, because whatever Satan tried to bring up, put a twist on it and give it another name and do a little something and bring it up for you to be afraid of, you say, that's already covered. I don't have to fear nothing. But he said, this is what he told me to tell you. He said, but if you take my word and meditate in my word and let my word get in you, and you get in that word and meditate on it until that word talk back to you, instead of coronavirus speaking to you, instead of fear speaking to you, and when coronavirus is mentioned, the word will speak. But see, a lot of people don't do that. They're trying to watch Matlock and get it. He won't teach you that. I never heard Matlock teach it like this. I don't watch his show. I watched his show many a time. But he never said a thing like this. But he argued many cases. But I never heard this. I found it in the Word. So today, when we take communion, if you sell it, take your vaccine. Everybody's saying, have you got your vaccine? I've been had mine. I've been had mine. Oh yeah, I heard a person talking to me about the vaccine. I'll just listen to him. He's talking about this and that. I'm not gonna go in all that because it'll bring up something else. But I got my shots. Am I against it? No, I'm not against it. Go ahead and take your vaccine.